We'll go to items 12, 14, 24, and 25 in those that order, please. Item 12 next, please.
Item 12, authorize a grant agreement with Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, Africa House, in an amount not to exceed $17,500 to support the Africa House United Against Hate project.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Yes, I'm Carrie Coe with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, the Portland United Against Hate program, which is a program, a community-led coalition to track, respond to, and prevent hateful incidents in our community.
So, again, my name is Jimmy Dugo. I'm the director of Africa House. I take this opportunity to thank the mayor and the commissioners, also, thank you for giving us this opportunity to help not only Africa House, but our refugee community to rise, you know, against hate crime and assure that the core American, you know, value is, you know, also enjoyed by our African refugee community.
Yeah. Very good. And so this item was pulled by a citizen, so I'm not sure exactly what their question was. So if you could just cool your heels for just a couple of minutes, we'll let him testify, and he may have some follow-up. There may be a follow-up question the council needs to ask.
Okay.
Thank you for being here. Was that Mr. Walsh who pulled this item? Come on up.
My name is Joe Walsh. For the record, I represent Individuals for Justice. And before I forget, a reminder that when the bureaus bring up PowerPoints, if they don't use large letters, a large portion of your viewers will not be able to read what you're talking about. So I watch it again today, and I would say 25% of the PowerPoints I could not read. And I always use myself as an example because I have reasonable eyesight at my age. But there are a lot of people that are sitting at home that need to know what you're talking about. So again, I would ask you to do that. Now to the item at hand, we honor these people again. It is not the giving of the money that we object to. It's the consent agenda. Once again, you put it on consent agenda. And for your viewers, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, according to the charter, consent agenda is there's no discussion. In other words, if you wanted to give me $100,000 and you had the votes and you put it on consent agenda, nobody watching this would even understand what it was. I would just get the money. And that's unfair to your constituents. They pay this stuff out of taxes. So they should know where the money is going. And if you're going to give 30 here and 50 here and 100 here, pretty soon you're into serious money. A lot more than I spent for lunch. That's what we're objecting to. We've objected now for 10 years on deaf ears. However, there are a few council members that aren't here. One mayor, not here. Understand what's going on. People are beginning to wake up, and they're paying attention. You're right, Commissioner Fish. At one time, it was kind of dusty. Nobody was paying attention. For whatever reason, and you can blame it on the national, the state, here, county, people are paying attention. I have people come up on the buses and say, thank you very much. I also have people come up on the buses and say, when are you going to shut up? So I get it both. My point is, people are paying attention, whether they agree with you or not. They're paying attention. And we want to honor these people. We want you to bring them in and say, we're giving you $30,000 because you're doing great work. And this is the reason why. Don't do it under the table. Because we're going to call you on it every time you do it.
Commissioner Udaly.
Yes, thank you,
Mayor.
Thank you, sir. So I want to...
You can have a seat, Mr. Walsh. Thank you.
You can have a seat, Mr. Walsh.
Thank you for your testimony. Commissioner Udaly.
I would like to let the audience...
I know how you work.
You're interrupting me.
Yeah, you just say things and nobody gets to respond.
Mr. Walsh, please. You had your say. Commissioner Udaly has a comment. Thank you.
And she's not supposed to comment. It's allowed, but she's really not supposed to comment.
I am the presiding officer, and I have decided she may
dictatorship.
Come. So please sit down. Thank you,
Commissioner
Udaly.
I do believe that we're all entitled to discuss and deliberate
are.
Items
are
on the
Mr.
agenda.
Oh,
yeah, that's
quiet.
Fine. Okay, so he's disrupting, and I've really had it. Can you let him know?
So, Mr. Walsh, please. Commissioner Udaly, go ahead.
On October 25th, we discussed item 1164, where we accepted the recommendations of the Special Appropriations Committee. It included the list of recipients. It included public testimony. So what we were doing today is authorizing the grants, which is merely a formality, because these grants have already been awarded. I will say that I do think the city could put more effort into letting the public know a little more about the recipients, about how the funds could be used, and about how they can find additional information. So I've requested, at least for grants pertaining to my bureau, ONI, that we do that. We post those online, and I'm going to suggest that we consider doing that citywide. There's really not much reason not to. People have a right to know how their public dollars are being spent. It would be a benefit to the recipients. The public know they exist and know a little bit more about their efforts, so I think that would be a worthwhile endeavor. But we did hear 1,386 items last year, some of which were on the consent agenda, many of which were pulled. We don't have time to give to every single item that comes before council, and that is why things go on the consent agenda.
Yes, and I'll second that and point out that there already was a public process related to this issue, and that is why it is on the consent agenda. But I also want to point out the individual sitting over there at that desk. He does not sit there for no apparent reason. He sits there to make sure that this council is abiding by our ordinances and our policies and our procedures and the laws. And they sit there mostly quietly. But as many people know, when we have done something here that was procedurally incorrect, they are the first to stand up and say, stop, you cannot do that. So just so people watching understand. Item number 14.
We have to vote on 12.
I'm sorry, I forgot the vote, the most important part. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, yes, there was a public hearing to assign these grants, and I appreciate Mr. Jago was here for that and is here again. Thank you for your time and coming back when I know you have many other things to do. I also appreciate the details in the grant agreement, including a plain language attachment that says what the scope of work is and what you're going to do in return for this $17,500. So anybody who is watching at home wants to know it's clearly linked from the consent agenda calendar, so that what I would appreciate is if people have questions about something, look it up, and if you don't have internet access, you can always call one of our offices, and then we can help explain it beforehand. If you have questions, but that's how you find out more about these things in addition to having been at the public hearing in the first place. So the important thing is that the Portland United Against Hate is and Africa House are partnering to get some very needed assistance to the community, and I appreciate that. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you for coming in on such short notice. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Thank you. And thanks for the great work that you do. Item 14.